Wonder Bread is returning to the shelves in supermarkets almost a year after it suddenly vanished when Hostess went defunct. Flower Foods Incorporated, a company that also owns brands like Nature's Own, has purchased Wonder Bread, an iconic product that evokes nostalgia for millions of Americans. It seems Flower Foods Incorporated hopes to tap into this nostalgia, claiming they will use retro packaging and use a recipe from, quote, an earlier time, whatever that means. All this talk about Wonder Bread made us wonder, is it even bread? Food personality and host of Let's Get Real, Erica Wides, helps us digest.
Is Wonder Bread bread? Well, the true definition of bread would be a mixture of flour, water, yeast, or wildly captured yeast like sourdough starter, and maybe a little salt. That's how you make bread. You could even just mix together flour and water and let it sit out and let it capture the yeast itself and make a starter and ferment, you know, and eventually you could do it from there. Wonder Bread has over 31 ingredients in it, and many of them are sugars, and many are chemicals and dough conditioners. So I think there's more other in the mix than actually bread in the mix. And a lot of those chemicals and sweeteners are added to mask the flavor. The sweeteners are added because Americans, of course, like everything sweet, and they're also added to mask the flavor of all the chemicals that are added. And a lot of the chemicals that are added are dough conditioners, which are these things they put in to keep the dough from sticking to all the machinery that it goes through because it's such an automated process. So if it takes, let's say, 48 hours from start to finish to make a really good loaf of artisanal handmade bread, and it takes 4 hours from start to finish to make a loaf of Wonder, I don't really consider that bread. Plus, the glycemic index of Wonder is up in the 70s, which is just like eating, you know, cake or basically just pure sugar. So you're really just mainlining like white flour, pure starch, you know, go right to your liver, make you diabetic kind of stuff when you're eating it. There's no fiber in it. There's none of the benefits of the actual grain or the actual wheat in it. And now, of course, they're making whole wheat Wonder or Wonder with extra fiber, but that's all kind of crap because what they're using is this very pale strain of whole wheat that's nearly white, so you're not getting any of the phytonutrients from it. And they mill it so incredibly finely with this new patented way of milling that it is digested just as quickly as white flour because it's so fine. So is Wonder Bread bread? No. Wonder Bread changed everybody's perception and everybody's ideal of what bread should be, because up until the invention of industrial yeast and the standardization and sort of perfection in milling techniques, all bread was coarse and brown and rough and made with wild sourdough starters and was an imperfect science and was artisanal before there was that word artisanal. And then after World War II, they figured out how to make yeast commercially and mass produce, and milling became much more industrial and automated, and the availability of white flour became much more common. And so there was this big paradigm shift in what people expected from bread, because they saw the kind of coarse, brown, rough loaf as rustic, peasanty, you know, sort of old world, and things like Wonder Bread as modern and scientific and clean and progress. And, you know, with most things that are modern and scientific and clean and progress in food, you're looking at problems. You're basically looking at not food, you're looking at anti-food, foodiness. You know, I don't have the nostalgic memories of Wonder Bread because we actually weren't allowed to eat it. In our house, we did eat white bread, but it was never quite as bad as Wonder. My mom actually made bread often when I was really young. She made her own sort of white pan loaf. And then we would buy commercial bread too, but Wonder Bread was just too crappy. You know, even in our sort of middle of the road level of buying supermarket food, that was just going too low to eat Wonder. So I never ate it at home. I would eat it at friends' houses, and I always thought it was kind of gummy and disgusting. Like, you bit into it and it just kind of squished and collapsed, and it would like stick to the top of your mouth. It was too cottony and too sweet. So I don't really have that sentimental, nostalgic feeling for Wonder Bread at all. To me, it's just this like freakish product that sort of tastes like whipped up air and sugar and white flour, and I don't have any of those sorts of feelings toward it.
I think Erica's words speak for themselves. If you're looking for gummy nostalgia, grab a loaf of Wonder. If you want bread, look elsewhere. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The song used in this piece is To-Do List by Space Disease. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Visit our website for more and connect with us on Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher. Thanks for listening.